googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Say this blanket represents all the matter and energy in the universe, okay? You, me, everything. Nothing has been left out, all right? All the particles, everything.
What's outside this blanket?
More blankets, that's the point.
Blankets, everything.
Exactly, this is everything, okay? Let's just say that this is me, right? And I'm, 60-odd years old, and I'm wearing a gray suit, blah, blah, blah. And let's say over here, this is you, and you're, I don't know, you're 21, you've got dark hair, etc. And over here, this is, Vivian, my wife and colleague. And then over here, this is the Eiffel Tower, right? It's Paris. And this is a war. And this is a museum. And this is a disease. And this is an orgasm. And this is a hammer.
Everything is the same, even if it's different.
Exactly. But our everyday mind forgets this. We think everything is separate, limited. I'm over here, you're over there, which is true. But it's not the whole truth, because we're all connected.
The meaning ascribed in popular usage to the word selfishness is not merely wrong. It represents a devastating intellectual package deal, which is responsible, more than any other single factor, for the arrested moral development of mankind.
What you are basically, deep, deep down, far, far in, is simply the fabric and structure of existence itself.
Since nature does not provide man with an automatic form of survival, since he has to support his life by his own effort, the doctrine that concern with one's own interests is evil means that man's desire to live is evil, that man's life as such is evil.
See, this is the real secret of life. To be completely engaged with what you're doing in the here and now.
The evil of a robber does not lie in the fact that he pursues his own interests, but in what he regards as to his own interest. Not in the fact that he pursues his values, but in what he chose to value. Not in the fact that he wants to live, but in the fact that he wants to live on a subhuman level.
And it was more real than any of this. This is like low-res 1950s TV, this world we live in, compared to this experience. So I'm like, of course I'm here. This is where I've always been. So they kind of turn me around and they say, this is what we do. Try and remember as much of this as you possibly can, because you might be useful to us. And they're showing me this stuff. They turn me around, there's these like stalls, and they said, each one of those is a universe. And they said, right, what we do is look, we grow our children in universes, because there's no time here. It's permanent. Nothing ever changes. They said, so the only way to create change is you create time, because things change through time. So they said, so we make time in there, and then we put our seed in, and it grows, and then it becomes us.
Us meaning you and me?
Us becoming what they were.
Right. Them, their beings.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they basically said, look, so look at your planet and look at what's going on. There's a singular life form, and it was kind of, they were showing me, they said, like 3.5 billion years ago, a single cell divided. The same cell is still in every one of our bodies.
Oh my God.
And they said, right, if you add the time dimension to your experience, you see it's all one thing. Just run it back. Your mother, you run back into her, she runs back into her mother, they all run back, everything runs, it all runs back. So they said it's one singular thing. It lives on the planet Earth. It's one of our children. And it feeds on everything around it. It said, don't worry about how you seem to be consuming the environment. Look at a caterpillar on a leaf and what does it do? And I'm like, oh, it consumes its environment. And they said, yeah, don't worry, the leaf is fine.
All right, you ready for your next comic, guys?
Yeah!
All like 5 or 6 of you, whatever. Well, Facebook gave me some news just yesterday that this comic
just got married.
Run away!
Oh my God! So holy shit! Let's hope
stuff. She wouldn't let me do it before, but now it's like I don't have any other options, so you better bend over and let me get in there. Or it's gonna be a short marriage. I have to read my jokes tonight, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's complicated shit, too fucked up. Woo! People are buying me shots and shit. It's too much celebration. Alright, let's start with the read. Take notes, there might be a quiz after. Earth is really fucking big. Like, it's big enough that people should be humbled by this shit. Like, there's people going around like, this planet was made for us. I'm like, have you been to Antarctica? Try living there. This shit is not for you. But somehow we can't get past this idea that all this shit, this planet, this life, this universe, is about us. But there's a lot of big shit going on. This should be humbling to all of us. Instead of fucking up by trying to freestyle to a joke. I'm like, that shit's not funny. Let me make it funny real quick. It doesn't light up with what I wrote. Guys, the Earth is really fucking big. There's a lot of big shit going on all the time. Okay? Stars are collapsing and running into each other. Dinosaurs. Germs are doing some shit. This shit is super complicated. I don't give a fuck about you. Okay? Germs will get your ass. But yeah, somehow we think, hey yo, they got my order on at McDonald's. I think the universe is out to get me. How could you not think that? Buildings are designed for your comfort. Bills arrive in your name. There's a lot going on. It's just about you. Unfortunately, I don't think the meaning of life is one of those things.
Oh, shit.
Let's examine meaning. Some people think that religion is the meaning of life. Other people think that religion is making humanity crazy. You heard that about ISIS. I think that religion is like a gun. If it's in the hands of a crazy person, people are gonna get hurt. You can say the same thing about a lot of things. Democracy, capitalism, nuclear weapons. And since all three of those things exist, alongside religion and crazy people, I think we need to focus on ending the crazy. Let's start by defining who you are. You are the person who gets to decide how you react to all of your own thoughts and emotions. That's it. Nope, you're just choosing to react to emotions. B.O.B. He's a rapper. He said, grown-ups are children that grow up with issues. That's some dope shit. He also said the earth is flat. So try not to base any of your life decisions on the lyrics of rapper B.O.B. I think that all the crazy people in the world, there's nothing more than people trying to meet their unmet emotional needs. Things like love, safety, and acceptance. That's some dope shit. We all need that, right? So, applaud for that.
Yeah, dope shit.
The problem with unmet needs is they don't know the difference between good attention and bad attention. So sometimes people are like tired of being alone. And the way of expressing it is shooting up a school. too. You should have tried online dating. There are several apps that cater to your needs. Most of the crazy in the world comes from people thinking they need attention from someone other than themselves. Why? Why do I have to walk around going, I should blow that dude, he feels sad. I should probably hug him, he looks sad enough to shoot up a school. Why can't you meet your own needs? Crazy people, get your shit together. Learn to love you, boo-boo. I'll close out on this. Tonight's set has been weird. I apologize. I wrote all that down. I feel like my job is to give you something more than funny. My job is to give you options. Clap for options. People say, Democrat or Republican, religion or science. I say, who are you going to hold accountable? Because if the answer is no one, none of your decisions matter anyway.
Firstly, Marxian dialectics understands that all things in nature are interconnected. In stark contrast to metaphysics, dialectics states that no phenomena can be understood if it's isolated from its environment. This is because all phenomena is the result of phenomena, and this phenomena will create other phenomena. Nothing exists in a vacuum. Understanding this is the first and perhaps most obvious part of dialectics. The world is in a constant state of change. Dialectics believes that nothing rests, and if it appears to, the change is either hidden or is too subtle to perceive. The dialectical method requires that events be understood not just as a result of another event, but that this event will lead to another event. The dialectical method also gives importance to the new rather than the old, what is coming into the existence rather than what is withering away.
I say, looking at the next 100 years, that there are two trends in the world today. The first trend is toward what we call a type 1 civilization, a planetary civilization. A type 2 civilization is stellar. They consume so much energy, they can play with stars. Then we have type 3, which is galactic. Now, by the time you reach type 2, you are immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a type 2 civilization.
We are already building a modified version of Cas9 that is made to change just a single letter, fixing the disease in the cell. In a decade or two, we could possibly cure thousands of diseases forever. CRISPR could also defeat one of our worst enemies, cancer. Cancer occurs when cells refuse to die and keep multiplying while concealing themselves from the immune system. CRISPR gives us the means to edit your immune cells and make them better cancer hunters. Getting rid of cancer might eventually mean getting just a couple of injections of a few thousand of your own cells that have been engineered in the lab to heal you for good.
Comets, meteors, earthquakes, even a supernova. A type 2 civilization would be able to survive even a supernova. The danger is the transition between type 0 and type 1. And that's where we are today. We are a type 0 civilization. We get our energy from dead plants, oil, and coal. But if you get a calculator, you can calculate when we will attain type 1 status. The answer is, in about 100 years, we will become planetary. We'll be able to harness all the energy output of the planet Earth. We'll play with the weather, earthquakes, volcanoes, anything planetary we will play with. The danger period is now, because we still have the savagery. We still have all the passions. We have all the sectarian fundamentalist ideas circulating around, but we also have nuclear weapons. We have chemical, biological weapons capable of wiping out life on Earth. So I see two trends in the world today. The first trend is toward a multicultural, scientific, tolerant society. And everywhere I go, I see aspects of that birth. For example, what is the internet? Many people have written about the internet, billions and billions of words written about the internet, but to me as a physicist, the internet is the beginning of a type 1 telephone system, a planetary telephone system. So we're privileged to be alive to witness the birth of type 1 technology, a planetary telephone system. What is English? English is the beginning of a type 1 language. Everywhere I go around the earth, people speak English because that's the lingua franca of science, technology, business. They all speak English. It is the number one second language on the planet Earth. And what is the European Union? The European Union is the beginning of a type 1 economy. And how come these European countries, which have slaughtered each other ever since the ice melted 10,000 years ago, how come they have banded together, put aside their differences to create the European Union? Well, to compete with us. And who are we? We are NAFTA. So we're beginning to see the beginning of a type 1 economy as well. Then we're beginning to see the beginning of a type 1 culture. Everywhere I go, you turn on the radio, what do you hear? Rock and roll. You hear rap music. You hear youth music. Youth music is now planetary. Knows no boundaries around the planet Earth. Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of a planetary fashion. Also sports. Take a look at the Olympics. Take a look at soccer. We're seeing the beginning of a tribal initiation rite called sports being turned into a planetary initiation rite that unifies the entire planet. So whenever I open the newspaper, every headline I see in the newspaper points to the birth pangs of a type 1 civilization in formation. However, every time I open the newspaper, I also see the opposite trend as well. What is terrorism? Terrorism, in some sense, is a reaction against the creation of a type 1 civilization. Now, most terrorists cannot articulate this. They don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But what they're reacting to is not modernism. What they're reacting to is the fact that we're headed toward a multicultural, tolerant, scientific society.
Specifically to Katie. And let's get a big round of applause going for your next comedian, Ian Ellis.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sensing like a lot of weird tension between the waitstaff. I don't know who's sleeping with who. If I have to choose between Jack and Bill, I think I'm going to have to go with Bill. Because he pours me drinks. And Jack doesn't even drink. And he's lactose intolerant. I can't even have ice cream with him. How the fuck are you supposed to hang out with this dude?
You have sorbet.
Communist Russia. Or America. I got married over the weekend. People kept asking me, how does it feel? You know, happy? Excited? I was like, feelings are for people who have time. I'm planning a wedding. I have shit to get done. And then it was over. Jack has that to look forward to. The day before my wedding, I went to get gas, And as I pulled up, I saw a dude at the gas pump smoking a cigarette. And I was like, no, I'm not going to die today. I got to get married tomorrow. I just drove off. I could have stopped to warn people, but I was like, no, I got to get out of here. There was children. I didn't care. Getting married the next day. I can't do that to my wife. Show up to this goddamn wedding. I think I got my girlfriend pregnant the other day. It's just an embarrassing true story. We hadn't had sex in a while because we were busy and shit. And she's off her birth control. So she was like, we gotta use condoms. And I was like, great, I'm not ready for a baby. I was like, but I could just put it in a little bit, right? And we got to fucking, and I was like, hold on, hold on. And she said, ah! And I didn't get a chance to put the condom on before I came inside of her. So now I'm pretty sure she's pregnant.